Well, here we are, friends. It's Valentine's Day. And I actually got some things for Valentine's Day, which was kind of a surprise. Now, let me preface this by saying that I've been married to my husband for 17 years, and I feel that we have a good marriage. And part of a good marriage is working through conflict, right?
Sure.
I mean, we can all agree with that. Well, let's say last night we had a little conflict.
Okay.
Okay, and it didn't go well. Also, if you've ever seen a mom rage cleaning, yes, that's a sight. If you really want to see a sight, watch her rage snowblow.
Okay.
Yeah, use my snowblower for the first time last night.
Oh, really?
I didn't know you knew how.
I didn't.
Oh.
Huh.
Figured it out with rage really fast. Anyway, so, yeah, we had, you know, a disagreement. It's fine. It happens. We both went on our merry little way because I had to get kids to stuff. He had to get to meeting stuff.
Sure.
He came home last night with a lovely bouquet of tulips, which I love, and a gift, and said, here, happy Valentine's Day. And he also gave me a very nice, kind, sincere apology. And, well, actually, he gave an apology first, and then see, I got you this for Valentine's. And I said, you get him for Valentine's Day or because you're sorry? He says, maybe one of each.
Yeah. I would say both. I would say both. Yeah.
All was forgiven, sure. Of course, because isn't that what marriage is, though? Really, I mean, I have a good marriage. I have a strong marriage, but sometimes mm-hmm. we still have conflict. And that's what makes it a good marriage, is that you can work through those things and still love each other. And
absolutely. Yeah.
So I have flowers at my house.
There you go.
See, a favorite quote I've had over the years from Gary Smalley. He talked about the levels of relationship. There's cliche, there's mm-hmm. fact, but then there's opinion. And that is where conflict happens. And he said conflict opens the door to deeper intimacy. So
it
there you
does.
Go.
It does. Yeah. It really does. I love my husband more this morning than I did yesterday and the day before that, you know.
So you work through it.
You do. That's... And
I
got to
say, I gave my wife a gift for Valentine's Day. I've given her some. She's traveling out of the country
right.
starting today for a couple weeks. And so... her wedding ring. She, I guess, it needed a sapphire replaced. She'd lost it recently, and so just in the nick of time before she heads out. So I stopped there. Now, wonderful jeweler. That's where we got the wedding ring. I've had all the cleanings. But as I was expecting a bill probably less than half of what the total was. Thank God I didn't faint when I heard the price. I think at some point Peggy had told me, but, you know, yeah. you just kind of... It didn't register how yeah. deeply until
right.
that moment of truth. But
happens.
Thank all of our wonderful jewelers. Yesterday, probably even today, some pretty
right.
big, important days.
She was so. Very happy with that, I'm mm-hmm. sure.
Oh, yeah. It was a nice Good. Little gift bag in there.
So. Nice.
Valentine's Day today, Havo. I know your sweetheart is actually leaving right now, so you're doing some things in advance.
Yeah, yesterday I brought home some pad thai and we shared it, and that seemed to be romantic. And speaking of which, you can find some interesting, you know, heart-shaped and other kind of food for two, right?
Here's the thing. I've always thought, don't be mad at me, but I've always thought that Panera's kind of chick food. And
I love Panera.
Yes. And here's the problem. It's not that it's not good. It's just the portions always seem small for me.
See, and I always think the portions are like massive.
So
it's so filling.
Maybe just perception.
Yeah.
Well, Panera now has not just a bread bowl, but a double bread bowl. It's literally an entire loaf of bread, and this looks like such comfort food. So it's like soup on one side, and then I don't know if it's like mashed potatoes or something other. But it's an entire loaf of bread shaped into bowls. It sort of looks like a dog dish, actually, if I'm being honest.
Wow. Eating together, though, is fun.
Yeah.
It's bonding. I told you in Liberia, right, you get multiple people around a bowl
right.
of rice sometimes.
Yeah.
And some soup
it could be
it.
That I'm just craving carbs.
I love their breakfast, though. They have these amazing, like, quiches that are unbelievable. My husband likes those, too.
Nice. Now, as you celebrate Valentine's Day, please don't get scammed. Love isn't the only thing in the air. Consumer advocates warning that romance scams are soaring. The FTC reports hoaxes shot up to more than 21,000 last year, compared to just under 17,000 in 2017. The median loss to a romance scam last year was $2,600.
Wow.
Romance
Goodness.
Scammers often find victims through online dating sites, apps, or social media.
Oh,
so
my.
Beware. The FTC says never, never, never send money to a potential love interest you've never met in person.
It's
a shame
just,
that we actually
yes,
have to have
it
that
sounds
said.
So obvious, but yeah, don't send money to people.
Well, I mean, we had, yeah. you know, look at the scam that occurred, the former Notre Dame football player, right, a few years back.
Yeah.
I mean, you just never know, right? So anyhow. You can never be too careful.
So while love's in the air, so's the flu. Wash your hands.
Yes.
Nice.
Well, the trailer for Frozen 2 dropped this week, and I believe it was the number one trending item on YouTube yesterday.
That's where I am right now as I'm watching it in the background.
So this has been long anticipated, Frozen 2 coming out November 22nd. There's this dramatic sequence of Elsa using her powers to run, climb, and slide across a huge body of water that appears to be the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, and we see Anna and Olaf and Kristoff, and I'm guessing there are many, many children just, well, okay, not children. I'm 31, and I was like, this is super cool.
Yeah, I mean, I think when it comes to sequels, I mean, this is one deserving, right? I mean, it really was such a smash hit,
really,
and it kind of came out of nowhere.
So. I'm just thinking about whoever's writing the music.
Right.
Because the music was so iconic last time. I mean, you've got a high bar that you've set for yourself, so.
I think the more important thing here is that it's scheduled to come out next fall.
November 22nd,
A mere month later. The new Star Wars comes out.
Yes,
so
Friday,
this is
the 20th of December.
What I am focusing on. If this was just released, does that mean we have a trailer for the new Star Wars movie about to be released?
There's a lot of speculation with that Star Wars Episode 9, they're saying, okay, so November 22nd, Frozen 2, Star Wars Episode 9, December 20th. So maybe in the next month, could we be seeing a trailer?
I certainly hope so.
Hope you're listening,
Disney. I'm still not over Frozen 2 because the kids would sing the song so often that parents were like, please let it go. That's the question. Will there be much that goes with
that? I hope so. I mean, I hope they have great music. I love a good film with great music. And
there were some funny YouTube clips of moms going like, I've heard enough.
Yes. Good times. Well, we can only speculate at this point. I'm hoping that trailer comes out sooner rather than later.
So Peppa Pig, I know you guys might not have children in this range to watch this show, but Peppa is a British-speaking pig.
Mm-hmm.
And I first became aware of this because my nephew just loves this show. My kids have watched it on occasion as well. And so this caught my eye. Janet, she's from New York. After a long flight to Australia, which is like 21 hours, she noticed her 2-year-old stepped off the plane speaking with a British inflection. So it's nearly a full day flight, and her kid was binge-watching Peppa Pig the whole time.
Yeah,
monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah, yeah.
She said, my kid had adopted Peppa's plum British accent, calling me mummy, and finishing her sentences with Peppa's trademark snort.
Okay, so seeing as how Mark and I are not as familiar with Peppa Pig,
just learned about it this morning.
Yeah, we have a sampling for you all. So here we go. Sounds cheery. Snort.
Edmund has got a medal.
Hurry up, Richard.
Just take the paper off.
Richard has got a medal.
Okay, that's
Mummy.
Adorable. Hurry up, just
take the paper off.
I feel so royal and British when
this
I
talk mom,
this.
Janet, says 2 years later her kid's still oinks in conversation.
Wow, that's concerning. That's troubling.
Evidently, after this started going around, as things are wont to do on Facebook, a number of other American moms and dads have said, yeah, our kids have started to adopt British accents as well.
I think it's kind of uniquely doable now because of the binge-watching capacity through YouTube and all of that, right? I mean, people never talked about it as much as they do now. And so, wow, that is really something.
I love that they're snorting at the end of their
sentences. Does anybody else's kids watch other kids unwrapping toys on YouTube? Because my kids do, and I didn't realize that was a thing. And yet there's these kids. I now see their toys, their own brand of toys in Walmart, and the kids like built their YouTube brand by unwrapping toys so other kids could watch.
Huh.
I don't know where we've gone in this vicarious living. But
well, gamers like to watch other gamers play games. Yeah. That's a little odd to some of us who don't do that.
Right.
I think the British accent is far more innocent, and I love it. So.
You know, like I'm a scrapbooker.
I wouldn't want the snorting, though.
I'm a scrapbooker and a paper crafter, and I was just going to say, I don't watch other people's scrapbook, but yet I totally will watch, you know, like... Yeah. Crafting shows on TV.
It depends on what your interest is, but I would, you know, this is reminding me of Pygmalion or something.
The Whip Wake Up Show.
Oh no! Caleb's been captured.
It's happened.
Just needed an 18-second clip to do it.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.